Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's new in the theaters this weekend? And of course, who else would we turn to for that than Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com? Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Yeah, I understand you guys are having to deal with some pretty bad rain there, but we got some interesting things opening in theaters today. We got three new movies. One of them, you know, a bona fide, you know, huge,
yeah,
mega blockbuster.
Highly anticipated, right, yeah.
Indeed. And that, of course, is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Now, this is the sequel to Jurassic World that came out a couple of years ago, where we had Chris Pine as the guy who could, who was kind of the dinosaur whisperer. He was real good with the Velociraptors, and Bryce Dallas Howard at the time was working for the park. Now they've closed the park now, and she has become a dinosaur rights activist. And of course, now we're trying to move the dinosaurs off of the island because the volcano is going to explode. And then we've also got these bad guys who want to genetically tinker with the dinosaurs and turn them into super weapons, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, that's the kind of stuff we've seen in a lot of other movies. And all of this is just stuffed into 2 hours. The bottom line is the dinosaur effects are good. I mean, they always are in this kind of movie. But this movie, because it is, you know, a kind of a sequel in the second stage of a series, to me, it made me remember how much I loved the original Jurassic Park 25 years ago now. I just remember how that movie just knocked me back in my seat, showed me dinosaurs the way I'd never seen them on screen before, really got me involved with the story and everything. And I don't think any of the movies that have come since have even come close to that, just in terms of its sheer impressiveness and effectiveness on screen. This one, if you're a big dinosaur fan, you'll like Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, but don't get your hopes up too high. But then you knew that already. I didn't need to say that.
Okay, so what about Won't You Be My Neighbor?
This is actually a very nice documentary about Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and there is no dark side to be discovered on this guy. This is just the story of a very nice man and how he made that niceness his life's work. He was at first going to go into the seminary, then decided to try his hand at television, the relatively new medium of television in the 1960s. And this movie kind of interviews some of the people that he talked to who were his friends, shows clips from the show. And if you're looking for, you know, some kind of expose, it's not here. He was just a really nice guy. And what he did on television was something nobody else had done before and probably nobody else will be able to recreate exactly, though the spirit of what he did lives on. And that, again, is part of it, too. I don't often recommend documentaries, but particularly if you're fans of the PBS show, I really think you will appreciate this one. Just a very, very nice little movie.
Okay, the third one for today, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
No, I'm sorry.
We just did that one. American Animals, crime drama.
Yeah, this is the craziest movie I've seen in a long time. It is. They don't say it's based on a true story. They say it is a true story because it recreates a crime that was committed by four college students back in 2003 and 4. And we see actors playing them at that time. And then we intercut with that. We have interviews with the guys now, kind of explaining what they did, what their thinking was when they did this. They stole some books, very valuable books from a college library, and then tried to fence them. It is just, again, so crazy. I'd never heard of any of the actors who are in it. The film itself is very well made, and it is just as kind of quirky as it can be. I have a feeling that most moviegoers within the first 5 minutes of this, they're going to know whether they like it or not. I was really skeptical going into it because based on true crime, stuff like this to me often doesn't work. This sucked me right in. I was with it all the way through. It is not a big movie in any sense of the word. Don't expect, you know, great special effects and all that, but a very tricky, unpredictable drama. It is not for everybody, but fans, I think, will really appreciate this one. It'll probably be out on DVD and pay-per-view soon, simply given the kind of marketplace we've got now. But if you see it in theaters, it's worth it. Just a really nice little movie and a real sleeper this week.
Very interesting. Okay, Mike, great stuff. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.